Hello everybody and welcome back. Thank you for tuning in again. I am Mrs. Host and I am really excited for today's podcast. We are going to talk about a very important issue, which still needs to receive more attention. Environmental pollution with focus on plastic waste in the ocean. With me today are Mr. Plastic, Mr. Green and Mrs. Normal. So first of all, Mr. Green, how bad is it? I don't think everybody is clear on that matter. So tell us how much waste can be found in the ocean right now.
First of all, thank you for having me. To be here is a great chance to spread awareness. I think I'm going to start with some facts. In 1950, the world's population of 2.5 billion produced 1.5 million tons of plastic. In 2016, a global population of more than 7 billion people produced over 320 million tons of plastic. This is set to double by 2034. Plastic pollution can now be found on every beach in the world, from busy tourist beaches to uninhabited tropical islands. Every day, approximately 8 million pieces of plastic pollution can find their way into our oceans.
So, how does that affect our environment?
The most direct effect of plastic pollution is the imprisonment of animals in nets or large debris. It is a cause of significant mortality of marine mammals, turtles and birds. A second direct effect is ingestion. That concerns the entire food chain of the marine ecosystem. Besides, plastic bags also affect the growth of crops by hindering the process of photosynthesis in agricultural fields. Additionally, because of the chemical additives used during plastic production, plastics have potentially harmful effects on human health. Indeed, exposure to toxic chemicals coming out of plastic can cause cancer, birth defects, impaired immunity and other health problems.
So, Mr. Plastic, what are your thoughts on what Mr. Green presented?
First of all, I would like to preface this by saying I do care about the environment and well-being of flora and fauna, and leaving behind a habitable world for generations to come and all the good stuff. And even though I cannot guarantee the validity of the stats Mr. Green provided, I'm sure they're in the right ballpark. My gripe is with the approach your run-of-the-mill activists are promoting. A lot of complaining and blaming and no solutions. That being said, I'm sure Mr. Green will provide us with some of those so-called solutions in a minute.
Miss Normal, what do you think of the two opinions?
Wow, to be honest, I'm kinda shocked. 8 million pieces of plastic per day? That is huge. I really didn't know how serious the situation was. You know, we all live in our little bubble with personal problems, thoughts and daily routines, and sometimes I think we need a little awakening call to start questioning these habits. I have a really guilty conscience now about my behavior towards the environment.
But all these facts and numbers could be really overwhelming for our listeners. Would you mind to suggest some ideas for everybody on how to change things into another direction, Mr. Green?
Of course, there are plenty of things we all can change. For example, carry a reusable coffee cup or flask instead of using new plastic cups. Stop using straws for your drinks. Use your plastic bags as reusable trash bags. Don't use and spread glitter on parties or Christmas. Use loose leaf tea with a tea strainer instead of tea bags that are sealed with plastic.
How do you feel about all these ideas, Mr. Plastic?
Following Mr. Green's advice is similar to rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, but let's address them anyway. First of all, even if you carry a flask with you, if you're getting a coffee at Starbucks or wherever, are you going to tell the barista, "Hey, can I give you this flask and you pour the coffee in that?" You're not, and even if you did, the barista would probably think that's strange and give it to you in a plastic cup anyway. But let's say he did what you asked. The plastic cup is already made. You not using it doesn't change anything. Therefore, the more constructive advice would be only drink coffee at home or sit down in a coffee shop, so they serve it in a ceramic cup. But Starbucks and other on-the-go coffee shops are billion-dollar industries. Good luck shutting them down or telling millions of people to get a new job. Okay, now, concerning the glitter. People are gonna use glitter on parties for the same reason people use fireworks on New Year's Eve. The allure of a party is to be responsible for a little bit without being ostracized for it. Okay, FYI, I'm not telling people to litter. Coincidentally, I do the things Mr. Green suggested already. I'm just being realistic. but let's assume everyone or at least the majority of people are recycling the trash. The majority of people don't produce the majority of waste. Factories do. People are going to cut corners every chance they get to maximize profit. It's always been this way. Factories will dump their waste in the ocean because it's not as expensive. Also, throwing trash in a recycle bin doesn't mean you've recycled anything. All it means is you've thrown trash in a bin that says recycling on it. People use this as an excuse to be wasteful and think nothing of it. There's no guarantees. Also, lastly, not to get too off topic since time doesn't allow it, but plastic waste is only one of a plethora of issues, which are just as, if not even more damaging. Just as an example, we also dump sewage into the ocean. Just for the sake of argument, if we solve this issue, which I've explained will not be solved by any of the suggestions we've heard so far, things aren't just going to be A-OK.
As you heard, there are different opinions about the whole topic of environmental pollution through plastic waste. Mrs. Normal, what do you think about the topic after listening to the arguments of Mr. Green and Mr. Plastic? Can you choose sides?
It is difficult. I can relate to the arguments Mr. Plastic stated, but I have to say that I'm clearly on Mr. Green's side. Because the question is, what is the alternative? To accept the fact that future generations won't have a chance on this earth? I think it's kind of egoistic and also very pessimistic to say that all of our actions won't make a difference. I mean, there are 7.7 billion people on this earth. If everybody adapted his lifestyle to the current situation of our environment, how could that not make a difference? Every plastic bag that I decide not to buy is one plastic bag less in the ocean. If nearly 8 billion people think that way, then there are nearly 8 billion plastic bags less in the ocean. Furthermore, the demand determines the offer. That is fact. Me personally, I will try to stop using plastic bags. Buy food, especially fruit and vegetables, without plastic packaging. When I'm out and about in nature, I will look out for garbage lying around and take it with me, I think. Maybe if we all change small things, big goals can be achieved.
With that said, we have reached the end of today's podcast, I guess. I hope you all enjoyed it at least a bit and my guests were able to shine a light on a few problems not everybody was aware of. Also, I hope that it came across that we as individuals can actually do something to reduce plastic waste in the oceans and to take a step in the right direction. Thank you for joining me today, Mr. Green, Mr. Plastic and Miss Normal. Bye everybody! With that said, we have reached the end.